Hey, what can I tell you? It's just another wild, wild night in the state of Texas. Good morning again, Daniel Valdez. Again, it is a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. We called it, if you're brand new to this stuff, we call this the Cherry On. We review the contest. We bring up some interesting points, and then we put it to bed because there's definitely more regionals to get to. So we're going to talk about the Bands of America Austin Regional Championships that went down yesterday afternoon and evening. Yeah, a wild, wild, wild time. We got some stuff to dig into, so I'll be happy to do that. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. Everybody who tuned into the Texas Bands Live blog, thank you so much for your patronage. Make sure live.txbands.com, covering stuff all season long. Everybody that tuned in to BOALive.tv and got to watch all the events yesterday and all the bands, great stuff. Thank you all so much for doing that. So let's talk about this stuff. First thing I got to shout out, there was a Bands of America Las Cruces regional. And you can, if you're on YouTube, you're going to have a couple surprises if you're watching this on YouTube. So Las Cruces regional was yesterday evening. A lot of Texas programs went over there into New Mexico, across the border into New Mexico. Congratulations to the Richland High School band that traveled over 650 miles to go to a Bands of America regional, and they come out from the desert as the BOA Las Cruces regional champion. Congratulations to all our Texas programs who competed over there, but special shout out to Richland High School. Way to go, way to represent the state of Texas out there in New Mexico. Great stuff there. So let's get to the events. Let's get to BOA Austin. Let's see what happened over there. So obviously, I'd say it looked like everybody was able to handle the 12-minute time frames instead of the 15-minute show time frames pretty well. I didn't really hear any complaints about that, which is great. Got through the prelims contest pretty well. Had a nice long break, and then we were able to come back into the stadium after the sunset, so that everybody was nice and safe and not burning in the middle of the sun. So there that goes. BOA Austin, here's the cherry on BOA Austin Regional Finals. Congratulations. Who is it? Oh, it's gotta be Rouse. Oh, they just ripped the door. They ripped the door from its hinges, from the steel cage. The Rouse Raiders with an 85.15 presenting the new Bands of America Austin Regional Champion. This is their first Bands of America Regional Championship. It probably won't be the last. The Rouse Raiders, Raider Way last night was on fire, I'm sure, after the contest. Rouse High School, congratulations to them. Fantastic performance last night. Super clean. Very motivated, you could tell. It's interesting because, when you get up to, been a performer before, it's very easy to go overboard with your sound. And in a finals contest, because you feel like if I play louder, that means we're going to do better. It's not necessarily the case. Rouse is always very even keeled, and that's through great staff and great teaching and everything. They don't get too high, they don't get too low. They just perform excellence all the time. Now, last night, you could feel there was a little bit something extra there, but it wasn't to the point where they couldn't handle it. So that's why they're out there. Even though it was a slim margin, they still walked out of there as the Bands of America Austin Regional Champion. Let's look over the finals results. James Bowie came in 75.55. They're going to Grand Nationals. Good motivator right now. You go to your first contest, you get into finals. Awesome stuff. Dripping Springs also going to Grand Nationals. Again, another little motivation tool. Keep on going. 76.05 for Dripping Springs. Westlake came in with a 78.05. Leander with a 78.10. Westwood, 78.50. Nice show. Love those birds. Round Rock going to Grand Nationals. And of course, starting off with a great, with some great momentum as well. Going to be using that word a lot today. 79.20. Lake Travis, 80.25. Very impressive showing, getting into the top six last night after a very stacked contest. Cedar Ridge, 82.0. Cedar Park with 83.15. Vista Ridge, 83.50. Vandegrift, 85.00. And then, of course, our regional champions, Rouse High School, 85.15. The caption awards are about as wild as you're going to get here in the state of Texas. In finals, Vista Ridge won music. Visual was a tie. And I love when the announcer says there is a tie, because the whole audience groans. They're like, oh my gosh, can't we just pick? Hey, it was close. It was real close. Vandegrift and Rouse win or tie for best visual performance. Outstanding general effect went to the Rouse Raiders. Congratulations to them. Going over prelims results, I can pull that up real quick. Awesome stuff. All right, prelims results. Class 4A, Vandegrift was first place. They swept all the captions in Class 4A. Vista Ridge was in second place in prelims. Third place was in Cedar Ridge in prelims. Prelims awards, Class 3A, Rouse was first place. They swept all the captions there. Second place was Cedar Park, and third place was Leander in Class 3A. Class 2A, Burnett High School was in first place. They're the Class 2A champion. They swept all the captions there. Veterans Memorial in second place, Rudder High School in third place. Class A, first place was Gatesville High School. Congratulations to them. Second place was Maynard New Tech. Third place was Ann Richards School. So Gatesville went ahead and won all the Class A stuff. Great stuff. Pretty chalk if you want to go and talk about that for the prelims contest. Let's talk about what happened in finals. Yes. Yes, a little crazy. A little crazy. Maybe something you weren't expecting, but very much earned. You can't, everyone wants to think they have the correct tools and you can look at patterns. And trust me, I'm one of those guys that loves to look at patterns and loves to look at scoring trends and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you still got to account for the performance. You still got to account for the lights and the pageantry and the crowds and the Bush's chicken tender rolls and the kettle corn and everything that goes along with each of these contests, because each one of them is so special across the United States, especially here in the state of Texas. You never know. You never know what you're going to get from the box of chocolates or at the Kelly Reeves Athletic Complex. It is such a fantastic event. The programs are always so good, and you're always there. There's always something. I wouldn't say it. Look, it's, you're always going to see something special at the BOA Austin Regional, whether it's a particular result or a particular performance. There have been so many memories that have been made there since Bands of America started having the Bands of America Austin Regional at that particular facility. There's always something that happens that makes that particular contest something that sticks in our minds for a very, very long time. And last night was no joke. Fantastic performances. Obviously, because it is September, we're still, programs are still working on their shows. So, you know, you had some stops where we'd stop after the ballot or the drum break. It's not a complete show. I don't remember anybody having a really complete show yesterday. And of course, Bands of America went ahead and adjusted for that. They said no penalties if you go under the minimum time, as long as it happens before October 1st. So awesome stuff from the Bands of America Regional. Congratulations to everybody who performed there. Congratulations to our finalist, Rouse High School. Yes, Rouse, the Rouse House Mouse is here. It's just excellence. It's being as clean as possible for as long as possible. Those points just keep racking up and racking up and racking up. Don't discount that. I don't care how big your program is. Heck, Cedar Ridge won the Katy Regional last year, and they had one of the smallest programs out there. But if you're able to get everybody to contribute at a high level, your performance scores go up. Okay. So it's pretty simple, but to get everybody to contribute, that's the challenge. That's the challenge for every program every single year. How many people can I get in there and really start performing at a high level early on the season? And then you just keep refining and teaching and refining and teaching. Before you know it, you hit your peak at the end of the season. And all of a sudden, you know, magical things can happen, and things have already started happening. We had a couple of programs and in the Austin finals that have had the highest placement that they've had in the Austin Regional. So congratulations to you all. Please own that. Enjoy that, but understand that the journey's not done. If you think, I don't want any program to peak at September 23rd. That's not the goal. The goal is to peak in November. And a lot can happen within the next month and a half. We know that. You should know that. And if you don't know that, now you know. So it's again, Bands of America Austin Regional, always a fantastic event. Congratulations to everybody. Las Cruces Regional, congratulations all to our Texas programs that went over there. Great job, Regional. Appreciate y'all. We're done here. That's the cherry on. Thank you so much for listening. I don't know next week if I'm going to do, well, this week, I should say, three Bands of America regionals in the state of Texas? Is it going to be three Nerdins? Is it going to be just one giant Nerdin and we put everybody together? I haven't figured that out yet. It really depends on how much time I have next week or this week. I don't even know what week it is. It doesn't matter. But we'll figure it out. I'll let you know. Follow the TexasBands.com Facebook page. Follow me on Instagram at DanPodValdrez. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. It's a long season, and I'm glad it is underway so we can get to work. Great job, programs. Keep working. Keep it going. Keep it going. Don't stop. Thank you all so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.